This is the Sakar Murli of 8th of January 2025. Essence, sweet children, the Father's Srimat gives you happiness for 21 generations. No one but the Father can give such unique directions. You must continue to follow his Srimat. Question, what is the easy way to give yourselves a tilak of sovereignty? Answer 1. In order to give yourselves a tilak of sovereignty, continue to follow completely all the teachings that the Father gives you. There is no question of blessings or mercy in this. 2. Follow the Father and do not look at others. Become Manman above. By doing this, you automatically receive your tilak. By studying this knowledge and remaining on the pilgrimage of remembrance, you change from beggars to princes. Song, Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. When Bap and Dada say Om Shanti, they can also say it twice because they are two individuals in one. One is corporeal and the other is incorporeal. They can either say it both together or each can say it separately. This is a wonder. No one in the world knows that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, sits in this one's body and gives this knowledge. This has not been written anywhere. Just as the Father said this a cycle ago, so he says now, I enter this one's ordinary body at the time of the final one of his many births. I take the support of this body. There are some words in the Gita that are real. The words, I enter this one at the time of the final one of his many births, when he is in his age of retirement, are real. It is accurate to say that of this one. In the golden age, the first one to take birth is this one. Then at the end, when he is in his stage of retirement, the Father enters him. Therefore it is said of this one that he doesn't know how many rebirths he has taken. They have written 8.4 million rebirths in the scriptures. All of that belongs to the path of devotion. That is called a devotional cult. What is done on the path of this knowledge is distinct from what is done on the path of devotion. Whilst devotees are performing devotion, they continue to descend. You only receive this knowledge once. The Father only comes in this one age to grant salvation to everyone. This is the only time that Baba comes to make you all create your future reward. You study now in order to go to the future new world. The Father comes to establish your new kingdom. That is why it is called Raja Yoga. Therefore, this Raja Yoga is considered to be very important. People want to learn this ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat. Nowadays, sannyasis go abroad and claim that they have come to teach ancient Raja Yoga. Then, because the people there believe that paradise was created through yoga, they feel that they want to learn it. The Father explains, it is through the power of this yoga that you become the masters of paradise. The Father established paradise, but no one knows how he established it. Only the spiritual Father teaches this Raja Yoga. No corporeal human being can teach it. Nowadays there is a great deal of adulteration and corruption. This is why the Father says, I am the one who purifies the impure. Therefore, there must certainly be someone who makes souls impure. Now you must judge whether this is right or not. I am the one who comes and gives the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures. By studying this knowledge, you receive happiness for 21 births. On the path of devotion, there is only temporary, momentary happiness. Here, the Father gives you so much happiness that it lasts for 21 generations. The Srimat that the Father gives to grant you salvation is unique. This Father is the one who wins everyone's heart. That is a non-living Dilwala temple, and this is a living Dilwala temple. Those images of your activity are accurate. It is at this time that the activity of yours that they portray takes place. You have found the Father, the one who wins your hearts, the one who grants salvation to all, the one who removes your sorrow and bestows happiness on you. He is remembered as the most elevated one. God Shiva is praised as the most elevated one of all. Elsewhere, Shiva's oval image is kept in front of Shankar, etc. In fact, it should be forbidden to keep Shiva's image in front of the deities because they don't do devotion. Neither do the deities perform devotion, nor do the sannyasis perform devotion. They just have the knowledge of the Brahma element. Just as the sky is one of the elements, in the same way that is the Brahma element, the element of light. Neither do they remember the Father, nor do they receive the great mantra from him. The Father alone comes at this confluence age and gives you this great mantra. The Father, the bestower of salvation for all, only comes in this one age and gives the mantra of Manmanabhav. He says, children, renounce all bodily religions, and that includes the consciousness of your own bodies. Consider yourselves to be bodiless souls, and remember me, your Father. He explains this in a very easy way. Because this is Ravan's kingdom, you have all become body conscious. The Father is now making you soul conscious. He says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me, your Father, so that the alloy that is mixed in you can be removed. When you came down from your Satopradhan stage to your Sato stage, your celestial degrees were reduced. The purity of gold is indicated by how many carats it has. Now, at the end of the Iron Age, there is no gold visible. In the Golden Age, there are palaces built of gold. The contrast is like that of day and night. That is called the Golden Age world. There is no need there for bricks or stones. There is no rubbish used in the buildings that are built there, just gold and silver. They have a great deal of happiness through science there. This too is predestined in the drama. People of this time have the arrogance of science. In the Golden Age, there is no arrogance of science. When you are there, you only receive happiness from science. Here, the happiness is only temporary, and there is also a great deal of sorrow through science now. Bombs, etc., for destruction are being made. They tell others not to make those bombs, but they themselves still continue to make them. even though they know that they will all die through those bombs, they still continue to make them. Therefore, their intellects are already dead. All of this is predestined in the drama. They cannot stop making them. They do understand that they will die through those bombs, but they don't understand who is inspiring them to carry on making them. They cannot stop making them. Those bombs definitely have to be made. Destruction too is predestined in the drama. No matter how many peace prizes someone is given, only the One Father makes peace. He is the ocean of peace. He is the one who gives you your inheritance of peace, happiness, and purity. In the Golden Age, there is limitless wealth. Rivers of milk flow there. Vishnu is portrayed floating on an ocean of milk. That picture is made to compare the vast difference between that ocean of milk and this ocean of poison. On the path of devotion, they make ponds, etc., and place a statue of Vishnu on a stone plinth in them. They spend so much money on devotion. It is such a waste of time and a waste of money. They spend so much money on creating statues of goddesses. Then they go and sink them in the ocean. Therefore, that money is wasted. It is just the worship of dolls. None of the worshippers know the occupations of those they worship. You now know the occupation of whoever's temple you go to. There are no objections. You children are not forbidden to go anywhere. You previously used to go without understanding anything. You now go having become sensible. You say that you know about their 84 births. The people of Bharat don't even know about Sri Krishna's birth. All of this knowledge is in your intellects. This knowledge is your source of income. There is no aim or objective in studying the Vedas and scriptures, etc. There would always be some aim and objective in studying something in a school. You become very wealthy through this study. You receive salvation, and you also become wealthy by studying this knowledge. Whatever temple you go to, you can very quickly understand whose memorial it is. That Dilwala temple is non-living, whereas this is a living one. Just as you are portrayed here in the picture of the tree, so that temple has been created in the same way, with you portrayed sitting in tapasya down below, and with the whole of heaven shown above on the ceiling. It must have cost a great deal of money to create that. Here you have no expense. Bharat was 100% solvent and pure. Now Bharat is 100% insolvent and impure. Everyone here is born through the vice of lust. There is no question of dirt. Fearsome stories have been written in the Garuda Purana to make people change their behavior, but it is not in the drama for people to change at that time. God's establishment is taking place now. God is the one who establishes heaven. He is called Heavenly God the Father. The Father has explained that other soldiers fight for their rulers, whereas you soldiers are now conquering Maya for your own benefit. The more you do, the more you will receive. Each one of you has to use your mind, body, and wealth to change Bharat into heaven. The more you do, the higher the status you will claim. Nothing is going to remain here. The saying, the wealth of some will remain buried, has been remembered of this time in the cycle. The Father has now come to enable you to receive your fortune of the kingdom. He says, now use everything you have, your minds, bodies and wealth for this. This one, Brahma, surrendered everything he had. He is called a great donor. As well as giving eternal wealth, he also donated his perishable wealth. Each one of you can give as much as you choose. Well-known donors are also called great philanthropists. They make a name for themselves. They give indirectly in the name of God, but their kingdom is not being created. It is your kingdom that is now being created. Therefore, you must become complete philanthropists. On the path of devotion, they say that they will sacrifice themselves. There is no expense incurred here. That government has to spend so much. Whatever you do here, you do that for yourselves. Whether you become part of the Rosary of 8, the Rosary of 108, or the Rosary of 16,108, depends on you. You do have to pass with honours. You should earn such an income by having yoga that you reach your karmateet stage and don't have to experience punishment. All of you are warriors. Your war is with Ravan, not with human beings. There are 2 degrees less for those who fail. The Silver Age is known as heaven with 2 degrees less. You have to make effort to follow the Father completely. However, for this, you also have to surrender everything with your mind and intellect. You would say, Baba, all of this is yours. The Father would then reply, use it for doing service. Carry out your task according to the directions I give you. Open a university, open centres so that many can benefit. Simply give this message. Remember the Father and claim your inheritance. You children are called messengers. Therefore give everyone this message. The Father says through Brahma, remember me and your sins will be absolved. You will receive liberation in life. You now have a life of bondage, but you will then have a life of liberation. The Father says, I only come in Bharat. This drama is eternally predestined. The questions of when it was created and when it will end cannot arise. This drama continues eternally. Souls are such tiny points, each one has an eternal part fixed within him. These are very deep matters. Each soul is a tiny point like a star. Mothers put a tilak dot on their foreheads. By making effort now, each of you children gives yourself a tilak of sovereignty. If you follow the Father's teachings accurately, you give yourself a tilak of sovereignty. There is no question of mercy or special blessings in this. Each of you has to give yourself a tilak of sovereignty. That tilak refers to this original tilak of sovereignty. You have to make that much effort now and follow the Father. You must not look at others. This is what it means to become Manmanabhav. It is through this that you automatically receive your tilak. the Father does not give you this. This study is Raja Yoga, where you have to change from a beggar to a prince. Therefore, you have to make very good effort accordingly and also follow this one. You have to understand this aspect. Through this study, you earn an income. The more yoga you have, the more of this knowledge you will imbibe. It is yoga that takes effort. This is why the Raja Yoga of Bharat has been remembered. However, you could spend your whole life bathing in the Ganges and you would still not be able to become pure. The people on the path of devotion give to the poor in the name of God, whereas God himself comes here and gives the sovereignty of the world to the poor. He is the Lord of the poor. Bharat, that was 100% solvent, has now become 100% insolvent. Donations are always given to the poor. The Father makes you so elevated, and yet you defame such a Father. The Father says, "When you defame me in this way, I have to come." That too is predestined in the drama. This is your father and also your teacher. The Sikhs speak of the immortal Satguru, but there are many gurus on the path of devotion. This is the throne that the immortal one takes. He also uses the thrones of some children. He says, "I enter this one's body in order to benefit everyone." This is his part at this time. These matters have to be understood. A new person won't be able to understand these things. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. You have to become great donors by donating the eternal wealth of this knowledge. Just as Father Brahma used everything he had for doing service, follow the Father in the same way and claim a high status in that kingdom. 2. In order to be freed from punishment, earn such an income by having yoga that you reach your karmatit stage. Don't look at others and make full effort to pass with honours. Blessing. May you become tireless like Father Brahma and finish carelessness by keeping strict discipline and having determination. In order to become tireless like Father Brahma, finish carelessness. For this, keep a strict discipline on yourself. Have determination and keep your guards of attention constantly alert, and carelessness will then finish. First work on yourself and then do service, and the ground will then be transformed. Now let go of the Dunlop pillow of thoughts of comfort, such as, "I will do it, it will happen." Keep the slogan, "I have to do this," in your head and transformation will then take place. Slogan. Powerful words are words in which there are soul-conscious feelings and good wishes. With your powerful mind to the service of giving Sakash. As time comes closer, waste thoughts are increasing just as much, but they are emerging in order to be settled. It is their duty to come and your duty to transform them with your flying stage and Sakash. Do not be afraid. Do not be affected by them. Om Shanti.